the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. So we concluded, dear listeners, in the previous program that we should not pray to the Almighty Allah for the things that are outside the norms existing in this universe, since the role of those supplications and prayings is not to change these norms, rather it should act within these norms. And these norms and sunan are not to be violated. The Holy Quran says they will not be changed, and there will be no revision in the Almighty Allah's precedent. So, that being said, another thing to be asked from the Almighty Allah, which is not allowed actually, is praying for illegal things. As it is not appropriate to pray for things whose occurrence is not possible, which we said that those are the ones which are unrealistic, and those are the ones which are standing outside of the norms. Likewise, it is not correct to pray for things which are illegal. Both these kinds of prayers fall within the same category, maybe. The first one is going against the ontological will of Allah, and this praying for illegal things is going against His legislative will. He, the Exalted, says, "Even if you plead forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah shall never forgive them." لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Do not ask the impossible and the illegal." Maybe he is trying to say the impossible things are the ones standing outside the rules and norms of the Almighty Allah, and the illegal things are the things which are possible but are going against his legislative will, which is iradatu tashri'iyya. Moving on, among the things not permissible in prayer is the wish of the supplicant that Allah may transfer a blessing from someone else to him. Allah the Exalted says, "Do not covet the advantage which Allah has given some of you over others." Means we shouldn't wish for the things in others' hands. We shouldn't long for them. Of course, there is no objection that one should wish for a blessing from Almighty Allah and ask Him to bless him with the like of what He has blessed others, or even better than that. But what Allah dislikes for His servants is they're constantly staring at what He has bestowed upon others of His bounties. He, the Exalted, says, "Do not extend your glance toward what we have provided certain groups of them as a glitter of the life of this world." And Allah does not love His servants to long for that He, the Exalted, may shift a blessing from others to Him. For this involves desiring the deprivation of others from that kind of blessing, and this is something which Allah does not like for His servants. Such a desire implies narrow-mindedness as far as the wishes of the supplicant are concerned, something which Allah dislikes for His servants. The power of Allah is all-embracing, and there is no end to His treasuries. His kingdom has got no limit. So by knowing these things, by having a clear understanding and recognition of the Almighty Allah's powers and traits and attributions, there is no objection for one to ask Allah for everything and to wish that He may grant him better than He has granted the others. But this, to be staring at what others have got of the divine bounties, is not permissible.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
A phrase in one of the supplications reads, "O Allah, give preference to me and do not give preference to others over me." In the supplication of Kumail, Imam alayhi salam says, "And make me the most excellent of your slaves in share with you, the nearest of them in station with you, and the most elect of them in proximity to you." Not only there is no objection in all this, rather Allah the Exalted loves such a prayer. But what He does not like is the wish of the servant that he may take away a blessing from the others. For when Allah wills to bestow a blessing upon His servant, He does not need to take it away from others and grant him to him. This is because of a kind of misunderstanding that some of the Muslims or some of the believers may have and makes them to pray like that. But the Almighty Allah is all-powerful, and His bounties, His treasures will never finish. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
design.